Okay, so there's a Parsha Zachor, not a Stam Shabbos. I say that because I read here in the Sefer called Sigus Bavodas Hashem that the Rav Aaron of Zitomir, Zuchus Gana Lena, brings down the Sefer called Toldos Aaron, Shekosav, the Tikun Vavodas Shabbos Parsha Zachor. The fixing and the whole Avodah of Shabbos Zachor, the whole essence of Shabbos Zachor, Hua Tikun Shal Yom Kippur. It says that it has the same ability and koach of Yom Kippur. Not a Stam thing that he says that. Parsha Zachor has the same power as Yom Kippur. So we have to be able to understand what's the whole essence of Parsha Zachor. Why do we dafka read Parsha Zachor the Shabbos before Purim? So I'll be able to start off with an incredible vort that I heard from Rav Ephraim Waxman from the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi was a Rav Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, one of the most famous Hasidic Rebbes out there. His mamish love for Klal Yisrael, for every year, it was incredible. He says in the first vort on Kedushas Levi on Purim, listen to this episode. I'm telling you right now, I just spoke to my friend in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Dani Abel Shlita. I said, this is the vort that you have to start the suda off with. I'm not telling you because I think I don't have any power to do that. This is the Kedushas Levi. It's the first vort on a lot of vorts that he has on Purim. It's his first vort. So if it's good enough for the Kedushas Levi, it should be good enough for us, no? This is an amazing thing. It says the Pasuk says in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Beis Tavav, it's never too early to start preparing for the Megillah. It says the Pesukim say as follows: V'chol avdei hamelech asher b'shar hamelech korim mishachem l'haman. All the servants of the king bow to Haman. Kikein sibi lo hamelech, because the melech commanded him. Mordechai lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh. Mordechai did not bow down, and did not. Another verb for bowing down, lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, basically means that he was lo yichra v'lo yishtachaveh, not any type of bow. Vahi ba'arma melev yom yom vayom. Every single day this would happen. And basically they was told back to Haman that the words of Mordechai that he was telling people that he was a Jew. And Mamish, Haman knew that he was so embarrassed and so fed up with this, he was going straight for Mordechai. So the Kedushas Levi asked a very simple question. Haman didn't know that Mordechai was a Jew. We know the Gemara says in Megillah that Haman was Mordechai's slave, right? There was a connection between Mordechai and Haman for a very long time. Everyone knew that Mordechai Yoshi Bashar Melch, that Mordechai was the guy who sat by the gate. So that's the first question. Why does it say that the pasuk of this house that Mordechai the Jew? Oh, by the way, Mordechai the Jew is telling people he's a Jew. That's why he's not bowing down to you. Haman knew that he was a Jew. What's going on here? Secondly, it says over here that the Kedushas Levi points out that Mordechai was part of the kingdom. He was an eved of the melech. So what happens? He says here, "V'chol avdei melech asher b'shar melech ki kein tzibi lo melech shekol ha'avad mishachav l'haman." All the servants bowed down to Haman. Raka Mordechai hayatzivu shlo yichra v'lo yishachav shehaya gam ken chashav etzal melech, which shows to us that Mordechai was in the groupings of the avadim, and he also didn't have to bow down, right? Mordechai, because Mordechai was a servant, he didn't have to bow down. All the rest of the servants of the Melech didn't have to bow down, but they still did. But if you were a servant of the Melech, you didn't have to bow down. So again, we have one question. How did Haman not know who Mordechai was? That he was a Jew. Second question is, Mordechai didn't have to bow down anyway, so why is Mordechai now telling people that he's not bowing down because he's a Jew? That's what the pasuk says. Mordechai is now going to tell people. He's telling Haman. He's telling everyone around him, "I'm not bound to become a Jew." He could have just said, "I work for the king, and none of the servants have." Okay, everyone else is bowing down to you because they're scared of you, but I'm not scared of you. So what's going on here? So Rafayim Waxman said an amazing thing from right here. I'm not bowing down to you, not because I'm a servant of it. Of Achashverosh, lo machmas she'alav lo hayatzuvi. Not that because the commandment wasn't upon me. Rak amar machmas shehu Yehudi, machmas zeh in a meshachmas. You want to know I'm not bowing down to you? Asher higid lahem asher Yehudi. I have a tour. I have an exempt. I have a pink slip, right? You get to the class and the teacher says, Yaakov, you're good to go. I know your father. You don't have to take SATs. No SATs for you. You're good to go. I'll help you out. He got the pink slip. What did Mordechai say? You want to take your pink slip and shove it. I don't need it. You want to know why I'm not bowing down to you? I'm not bowing to you because I'm a Jew. I'm a Yid. That's why I'm not bowing down to you. And even if I wasn't working for the government, and even if I wasn't part of the kingdom, I would still never bow down to you. That's why it says, that's why he says that. That's why I'm not bound to Hindu. And that's what got Haman so upset. Because Haman represents a Malik. A Malik, what does the Pasuk say? Klaiso comes out of Mitzrayim. What do they want to do? They jump on a Klaiso. You think you're on top of the world. You think you're so special because your God has 10 Makos. You're nothing. Right? That's what Malik says. Klaiso, you think you're the children. We're the same. We're the same. We go to Yankee games. We go to Ranger games. We go to Heat games. We're the same person. But Mordechai is telling Klaiso for their forever time, we're not the same person. We're the children of the king. We're the children of Hashem is our father. Amalek, you might think that we're the same, but you're not the same. And this is exactly maybe we could say why this week's parsha Patrus Tzava always falls out by Zohar. It's not a leap year. Tzava is always parsha Zohar, the Shabbos before Purim. The pasuk says, "Ata Tzava es bnei Yisrael yichoy lecha Hashem and Zay Zach kusus amar lehalos ner tamid." Talks about the menorah. That the menorah has to continuously be lit. Rashi brings down the famous Chazal from Gemara Shabbos, right? La'alos ner tamen malik atche tehe shal heves ola me'alel. That the fire of the menorah until the flame would rise on its own. Meaning that we would have to light the menorah until it would rise on its own. What does that mean? The menorah is in us. That every single Jew is its own menorah. We have to realize that every single Jew is from Abba Avinu until Mashiach. We have a connect. We have a special connection to a Kadosh Baruch. And that's what it's all about. Maybe we connect to a wedding. To be able to realize that every single person, the person that a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, you guys aren't getting married yet, but when you guys do get married, that Dafka Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, this person has to be with this. The Zohar says that it's not one neshama, it's two neshamas coming together. That you were spoken, that it was, that, I don't like people saying the vernacular in America, it was meant to be. It wasn't meant to be. It was already, the Gemara in Sota says, right? It was predetermined 40 days before your birth. To be able to realize that every single Jew is mamish important, and that's how we start off by saying Parsha Zohar and mamish all the schools from Yom Kippur, all the tikkunim of Yom Kippur. To be able to realize why do we read Parsha Zohar before Purim, to be able to understand that we have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just like Mordechai said, you know what? I'm not bowing down to you. I'm not bowing down to you because I have a Torah. I have a pink slip. I'm not bowing down to you because I'm a Jew, because I have a special connection. And once everyone else sees that the Messiah's Nefesh that I'm having, to see that what it means to be a Jew, hopefully everyone else will have that also. But Ezra Shem should be Zohar, that going into Parsha Zohar, to be able to realize the whole Shabbos, to be able to realize that the more we prepare for Parsha Zohar, the more we learn on Shabbos about Parsha Zohar, the more about Amalek, the more we become, be able to fight off Amalek and Ezra Shem in our lives, and be able to come to the Yontav of Purim, Ezra Shem, Ba'ava B'Simcha, and with tremendous excitement in Mir Hashem, to be able to tell Malik that we're not the same as the rest of the world. We have a special connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's our father, and we and a son to a father have a special innate connection. Be'ez Hashem Yishbizuch. Have a great Shabbos.